Morning Drive. Joe Rex wrote in for Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Marquise Munson, Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville. You can hear him every single day. Josh, how are you, my friend? Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing well. Good morning.
Just sort of your you know, closing arguments to Tennessee Volunteer regular season football for Jeremy Pruitt. I know there's been some talk of Coach of the Year. I don't think he deserves it after the start. Plus, also, Coach Orgeron has just sort of earned the right for that. But just sort of in general, your thoughts on the Tennessee Volunteer 7-5 season and Jeremy Pruitt, 10,000-foot view, year two.
Yeah, with the Coach of the Year talk, you're right. It's Ed Orgeron's. He runs away with it, in my opinion. We did a ranking for that night, Jeremy Pruitt fifth in the SEC. The second half of the season would obviously weight him and move him higher, but that first month still happened. And when we cite the turnaround, well, that was this season, so that still counts. So overall, it was a good job by Jeremy Pruitt and his coaching staff, and there is something to having a bad start and then getting things turned around, having players, veterans, guys who don't have much time left to continue to buy in. That all happened. And then I thought they did a really good job within certain games to be able to either handle adversity, like the Kentucky game where they came back from a 10-point deficit. The Missouri game, Tennessee, I thought was largely outplaying the Tigers, making mistakes and still held on in the fourth quarter. That's something that I don't think Tennessee would have been able to do in the first month of the season. So the improvement was a part of that. Now it's about what you do moving forward. Fans are certainly happier with Jeremy Pruitt now than they were 2 months ago. And then next year, Tennessee will go into the season with higher expectations. And a year from now, if we're talking about Tennessee being 7-5, fans are probably not as happy as they are right now. So that's why I say that a lot of it is, what do you do next?
Okay, so I want to hear your top five, Josh.
Yeah, no, that's fair. My top five, maybe I won't get the order right from what I had it the other day, but I had Ed Orgeron number one, Gus Malzahn, Dan Mullen, Kirby Smart, I didn't know what to do. I set him to the side, Mark Stoops, and then Jeremy Pruitt.
Gus.
I can get on board with that. I think Dan Mullen, probably having lost his quarterback three games in or whatever, yeah. I think I would have Mullen at two. But I wouldn't be opposed to Jeremy Pruitt at three or four. I think, like you said, Kirby Smart sort of is what it is. Josh Ward joining us here, WNML. You said, what are you going to do next? And so the two questions I have about Tennessee football now, a couple of guys jumped into the transfer portal along the offensive line, but Jarrett Garantano is not one of them. So the two questions I have about what you're going to do next if you're a Tennessee Volunteer football is, what does the quarterback situation look like next year, and what does their recruiting class look like come early signing period in a few weeks?
Yeah, Tennessee is trying to close strong here in the next less than 2 weeks, and I think what Tennessee has been able to do in the second half of the season does help Tennessee. It's helped Tennessee get back in the door with some key players, and right now Tennessee, I think, is trying to take advantage of other schools that are dealing with coaching changes and questions there. The Vols need to get some defensive linemen. They really need to land Tyler Barron from Knoxville Catholic High School. They really need to land Amari Thomas, who will announce on Monday. He's a defensive lineman from Memphis. And then if Tennessee can get some guys up front to add to this class, there are several there, add a couple of skill position players, I think they'll feel really good about where they are. When you look at the rankings, I think Tennessee probably is going to be in the 10 to 15 range, depending on how well they do with some of these key names. But this next two-week stretch is just so important because Jeremy Pruitt has made it very clear how important adding more talent to the class is, and they fell behind in that regard in September. A lot of the guys they wanted really kind of went in a different direction. And then next weekend, they also have the biggest fish out there for Tennessee that the Vols are going after. That would be Darnell Washington, a five-star prospect from Nevada. If he were to choose Tennessee over Georgia, Alabama, and Florida have been in the mix, then that could change how this class is viewed and the perception of Tennessee on the recruiting trail. Tennessee is fighting an uphill battle there with Georgia, but that could change things greatly. The biggest key, I think, is getting more guys up front on defense.
Yeah, this is one of those things, guys, where you'd love to see the alternative reality of where things would have headed had this season kept going this way and how much the turnaround, is impacting the recruiting trail. I mean, I have to imagine it's pretty significant after probably, like you said, Josh, kind of just losing some guys with those first couple weeks, or first month, I guess.
Yeah, sure. Well, like B.J. Ojulari is a guy who's a former Tennessee commit, and he's now committed to LSU. He flipped from the Vols several weeks ago, and if Tennessee had not turned things around, then there would not even be an opportunity for Tennessee to try to flip him back, and that still remains a possibility, and there's a connection there with Marietta High School. That's where Ojulari goes, and Harrison Bailey is the quarterback there, committed to Tennessee, where Mel Keaton's a freshman wide receiver from Marietta as well. But Tennessee, it's given itself a better opportunity because of how things got better. You don't have to deal with as much negative recruiting. If things had gone the way they could have after the first month, well, then Jeremy Pruitt and his coaching staff would have to be answering questions about the hot seat. Instead, he's able to go out there and say, hey, look, I'm about to get an extension on my contract. I'm going to be here for a long time. It's easier to get players to buy in and believe. Recruiting is not where Tennessee's coaches wanted it to be 3 months ago when they were projecting, but it's a lot better than where it could have been when we had this conversation in September and early October.
So Braden mentioned Garantano sticking around. I kind of had an argument with my athletic cohort, David Ubben, on our podcast the other day, Josh, but I want to get your take on Garantano next year. Is he just flat out, he's the starter, he's getting all the ones reps in August, or do you think that we could see some kind of quarterback competition at Tennessee in the offseason?
I think this season showed us that what we think now could absolutely change between now and then, and even after we get to the start of the season, right? And I think right now, Jared Garantano would absolutely project as the starting quarterback. If you set betting odds here, you would have to make Garantano the favorite, and I think that would be the case with Tennessee's coaching staff. But this year would be different in that they would go in probably talking more about competition. That's with the younger players who would return at quarterback, as well as Harrison Bailey coming in, the highly touted freshman. And then let's see how it plays out. And I would still expect that Garantano is the starter when they go through fall camp and they decide on a guy. But what if he does struggle at times? What if there is some kind of issue on the field in September next year? We know that Jeremy Pruitt could go in a different direction at quarterback. And Jerry Garantano needs to know that as well coming back. There's also the fan aspect. It would take one not great performance from Garantano and a Tennessee loss for Tennessee fans to say, let's just move on to a younger quarterback and build at that position for the future. Is that something that Garantano wants to deal with? It looks like the answer is probably yes there. But to me, there is no question. Tennessee is better with Jarrett Garantano coming back and being on the roster and being the most likely starter at quarterback next year as opposed to him going somewhere else. So for Tennessee, it's a good thing considering how he improved this year. He will have his second year with Jim Chaney. It's a good thing for Tennessee if Jarrett does officially decide to come back.
Josh Ward joining us here, WNML in Knoxville. Tennessee Volunteer basketball, 7-1, a couple of nice resume wins over Washington and VCU. But I just stuck in my head is the Florida State game where Florida State just had better athletes and a better front court, and those are my concerns for Tennessee, is just pure athletic ability, and this offense clearly does not run through the post like it did last year. What is the upside for this team, and how excited is Knoxville for the game coming up next Saturday?
Yeah, there's going to be a big build-up next week for the Memphis game. I think fans are excited about the team and what they've been able to do. You have a couple of guys that have carried over what the run has been like for the last couple of years with Lamonte Turner and Jordan Bowden, and now John Fulkerson playing a bigger role. Do they have enough guys? They can't afford injuries. They need some freshmen to be able to play important roles right away, right now, and as the season goes along. And that's not just Josiah Jordan James, who's a big-time talent, still getting caught up, I think, from missing most of October practice. But they've got a couple of guys in Olivier Kumwan and Devontae Gaines that they have to play a lot for Tennessee. And when Lamonte hits shots and takes care of the basketball, Tennessee is going to be really tough to beat. If he turns the ball over and struggles to hit shots, well, it's going to be a tougher time for Tennessee. So there will probably be a few games this year that are really frustrating. There will be a few games where Tennessee shows really good potential. But I think what I said the 2 months leading up to the season, if Tennessee can make a run to the tournament, if Tennessee can win a game or even two in the tournament, I think that would be an incredible season for the Vols. And then you have more talent coming next year. But the Vols have good leadership. They have guys that will be easy for fans to pull for. And I think they'll play in a lot of games that will be fun for Tennessee fans to watch.
Josh, always a pleasure, my friend. I hope you're getting some sleep with that second baby. But thanks for joining us, man.
I am not Braden, but I do appreciate that. It's coming someday in the future, I keep being told.
Yes, very soon, very soon. Thanks, man.
Hey, you guys,
thanks, Josh.
Dude, that's where you got to get, like, my wife was so strict on the sleep schedules. They were both sleeping in 8 weeks, and I know there's lots of parents right now listening to me that want to kill me right now.
Oh, I do.
Both of my kids were sleeping in 8 weeks. That's,
so it was like
10 p.m. to like 6 a.m.
That method, what's it called?
Sleep training is all I know.
Okay. There was a book that I remember my sister gave us, but we failed.
She followed some plan, and she stuck to it. It was like, you know, 2 hours for 2 weeks, and then 4 hours for 2 weeks, and then 6 hours for 2 weeks, and like, you got to let them cry a little bit, but not too much. Like, I don't know. Listen, she did it. She's a miracle worker, and I don't know why she married me. So, Joe, I just keep putting stuff in her drink every morning. Joe Rexroad, Braden Gall here on Morning Drive. The text line is open, 615-737-1025. Doesn't question on the text line. Doesn't Derek Mason deserve Coach of the Year, considering he somehow kept his job?
Oh.
Mean-spirited.
Ooh.
Mean-spirited. We've got a lot to do this morning. Joe Rexroad in for Derek Mason, and I do want to get your thoughts on a couple of things Tennessee-related before we get back to college football this weekend, as Georgia and LSU take place and a lot of other big games as well. So I do want to get your thoughts on a few dramatic stories, some drama that took place in the world of Tennessee football and athletics today. We'll get to that this week with Joe when we come back right here on Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.